Yeah, well, look, we kind of knew all week that we were in a good place. You know, we didn't probably show it as well as we should have in the first half. I think that maybe a little bit of nervousness. We fumbled a bit of ball and dropped ball and we got kind of punished on that. But they're all things he can work on, because in the end of the day, they just have to get used to being out in these kind of games. And, you know what I mean, they have to accept a little bit of pressure on themselves. If they want to get promoted, they have to carry the pressure with them and they have to carry that into the game. And, you know, in the end of the day, stop making mistakes because of that.
With the conditions being a little bit wet and heavy underfoot, goals were always going to be vital, and Leitrim got the perfect tonic at the start of the second half. A penalty, then Ryan's goal, the second one. Now, some could argue and say there was a little bit of maybe good fortune, that there were two shots on Damien Moran that maybe were going for points, but ended up being goals. But you make your own luck, don't you?
Well, that's it, you know. The ball was going in the right direction. Perhaps in the first half it wasn't going in that direction, and that's where we wanted it to go. We needed to get it in there. It's a bit like the Mayo game. I think the lads just started well after the second half and they pushed on, and perhaps it's probably a little bit like the Mayo game in the first half as well, as we were a little bit reticent and a little bit holding ourselves back in and trying to play within ourselves and maybe being over careful. You know, they just have to back themselves. I think that's more the bigger thing for themselves going forward.
Confidence obviously started flying once those three goals were gotten. Really, from there on in, there was only going to be one winner, but there was an awful lot of good defensive Leitrim performances as well. And I thought Dermot McKernan played very well in goals, made one good save and made a couple of great interceptions as well.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose that's a principle we build a team on, is a good defence and a good work rate and an honesty. And, you know, you will get away with that provided everybody else up the field is willing to work, and your inside forwards have to work as hard when you haven't got the ball. And when you have a guy like Ryan as an outlet when you come to get into the attack the other end, and Jack Heslin's actually a very, very good ball carrier. He may not kick a lot of scores in the game, but he's a great link man to have in there as well. So, you know what I mean, they all work well as a unit.
One thing you'll be wanting to do, Terry, is manage expectations after this. Obviously, when people maybe who weren't even at the game see what Leitrim's score was, straight away your stock is going to rise. People are going to talk about just potential promotion candidates, which perhaps you are already. At the same time, you'll analyse that. You'll see at the one stage in the opening half where Wexford scored 5 points in a row, we're getting a lot of possession in midfield. It was a good performance, but there's still work to be done, and expectation levels, they have to be capped a little bit. No one's going to get carried away with that.
Well, you shouldn't get carried away with it, but you still should have expectations. I think sometimes maybe what happens with teams like Leitrim, that is, they say, oh, well, that's where we are and this is where we've always been and we're not going anywhere else. Whereas you have to look forward and see where you want to be, and you have to work towards that. If you fall short because of some other reason, it shouldn't be expectation that should hold you back.
There's a difference between ambition and arrogance, isn't there?
Well, if you look at most of good sportsmen, they're all pretty arrogant.
Yeah, to a degree. Wexford beaten Wicklow, second game round, down into the Garden County. They've got 2 points on the board next week. All games in Division 4 are going to be difficult.
Of course they are. And, you know, that's what it is. And it's the time of year and weather, and they're all going to be battles. And, you know, as I said to the last reporter there, is unfortunate for the like Leitrim to have to travel long distances to get the games. And it's about the balancing act, how you carry that forward more than handling expectations, and how we can have the team prepared properly, both physically and mentally, for going into those games. And that's an issue for management, and that's something we'll have to just work on as the weeks go on.
And finally, Terry, even at this stage, it's fairly evident already there's going to be a lot of competition for places. Some of the guys that come in did well coming off the bench. We've seen that as well in the game against Mayo, so it's good to see, you know, there's a lot of guys champing at the bit there to try and get in, and that'll give you hopefully a few selection headaches.
Yeah, well, that's what it's about, you know what I mean. We have two or three lads who picked up injuries there last weekend that weren't available, and they'll be saying, well, look, okay, I have to step up now. I might have been there, but that doesn't count anymore. You know what I mean, we will always play the players who are on form.
And one of the difficult things is having to reduce a panel at this time of the year, and, you know, the more you see of Leitrim, the more difficult, I presume, that becomes.
Well, as I said a couple of weeks ago, to be fair to the county board, they put on no pressure as regards reducing panels. And, you know, I can see the chairman and the treasurer standing in front of me, and they've thumbs up on that, and they're actually in full agreement with it.